WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One expert says last night's Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee did little to change the dynamics of the race. Terry Bell reports.
Republican strategist Rick Wilson tells Civic Media that Donald Trump still dominates the crowded primary field after the Milwaukee forum.
Look, the guy is in, he's in the commanding position right now in this race. None of the dynamics of this race so far have changed in any meaningful way.
Political experts in Milwaukee yesterday agreed the primary race will likely be decided before Wisconsin votes in April. But Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the general election in November. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's elections administrator says she won't testify to state lawmakers next week about keeping her job. Nate Wegehout has more.
Megan Wolf is citing a memo sent to Senate Republicans by State Attorney General Josh Call that says it would be illegal for them to vote on whether or not she should stay in the position. Earlier this year, the Wisconsin Elections Commission abstained from voting on whether or not Wolf should remain in the job. Call argues that Wolf is legally allowed to stay in the position until the commission makes that vote. Wolf's term ended in June. Republicans have been critical of Wolf's performance since the 2020 presidential election. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Democratic lawmakers want to curb lawsuits that try to bankrupt Wisconsin newsrooms. Public officials are filing more frivolous lawsuits in order to silence their critics. State Senate Democratic leader Melissa Agard.
Politicians and public officials have begun turning to the legal system as a way to express their displeasure with media outlets.
The Wausau Pilot and Review is fighting a defamation lawsuit filed by Republican State Senator Corey Tomczyk. The news site has racked up $150,000 in legal bills. Relief for some Wisconsin student loan borrowers is on the way. Melissa Kay has the details.
The federal pause on student loan payments will end on October 1st. The pause began at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Biden administration is making changes to repayment plans for low-income borrowers when payments resume. More than 12,000 Wisconsinites will see student loan forgiveness with the changes. Borrowers that are eligible for the forgiveness must have federal direct loans and be making less than $15 an hour. The state of Wisconsin does consider federal loan forgiveness to be taxable income. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
It's back to school season in Wisconsin. Health officials across the state are encouraging parents to vaccinate their children for respiratory illnesses as students return to the classroom. Updated boosters to protect from COVID-19 will be available on October 1st, according to Dr. Ryan Westgard. He's a chief medical officer with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Another hot day is expected, but relief is anticipated in the afternoon. The southern part of the state is under an excessive heat warning by the National Weather Service. The forecast is predicting temperatures to reach into the 90s, leading to that heat index going over 100. Cooling centers will again be running today. While Waukesha County and Kenosha County had brief power outages yesterday, We Energy says that the system stress wasn't the cause. Cooler temperatures are on the horizon this weekend, with highs peaking in the 70s. Menominee Falls-based Kohl's is reporting a decline in profits and sales for the second quarter. The retailer says it's due to cautious consumer spending in a challenging economy. The results did exceed Wall Street predictions due to cost-cutting measures and inventory adjustments. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers in a thriller over the Twins. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Twins went into extra innings. Minnesota scored a run in the top of the 10th. Milwaukee came back, tied the score, two outs. Willie Adames on third, and Bryce Terang at the plate. Jeff Levering had the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
On the ground, left side, tough play! Save! Ball game over! Terang gets it done, and again, it's a rookie! 7 and 10 innings.
That was the final score from AmFam Field, where at one point, the temperature inside the ballpark was 100 degrees. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
You know, every pitcher that came in for both teams was struggling with sweat and the grip. The umpire was so soaking wet, they had to go to the balls to different umpires. So it was an extremely hot day, and it's nice. I thought both teams played hard and got to be one of our longest games of the year figures. But it's nice to come out with a win.
The Brewers host the Padres this weekend before heading to Chicago next week to face the Cubs. NFL, the Packers worked out for 2 hours yesterday in the final practice of training camp. Quarterback Jordan Love with high fives and signing autographs for fans who braved the heat on the last day open to the public. Now the Packers host the Seahawks at noon this Saturday. I asked Jordan Love after practice.
So what's the most important reason you guys and the first team in a couple of series Saturday against the Seahawks?
I think just keep building what we're doing out there, get some more game reps in, and go out there and execute on the field.
Luke Musgrave is the Packers' talented tight end, 6'6", great speed, and he talked about making a rookie mistake in practice and being corrected by Jordan Love.
I didn't motion, which is kind of an integral part of the play. I think that's the beauty of having such a good quarterback like Jordan is, especially as a young guy, he's a guy that's going to correct you and get you right, and then he's going to come back and move on like the mature quarterback he is.
That's Packers rookie tight end Luke Musgrave. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like solid. Right on.
What's up, man?
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning. And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. It's going to be another scorcher.
Yeah, man, but I wanted to thank you for doing a great job yesterday as we had a live remote sponsored by SEIU, and you did a great job, man.
Thank you, Earl. So do you.
All right. As you always do a great job. But I want to begin today's show. Now, have you ever, and Calvin, I'd ask you, man, have you ever in your emails and other things received information that said you just won $1 million?
I don't know if anything specifically that, but yeah.
Well, you know, or you want a new car, or you know, you want a television set. We got you. This is what you have to do, and they somehow make these things surreal, and many times, unfortunately, the elderly fall for a lot of these things. I remember my mom and dad, in the latter years of their lives, bought into the fact that they won all this money. And they would, you know, use the money that they had to send to these people. You couldn't watch them all day, every day. And they would wind up sending their Social Security and other money to these entities, these hustlers who have access. And many of us who suffer because of it. Well, today I am honored to have as a guest Mr. Phil Deabonte, who is with us, and he's going to talk about the Federal Trade Commission consumer scams, and that I think by now all of us experience. If you go to your emails, and I have such a hard time receiving all these emails, and 80% of them are a hustle where somebody has found access to my email and they're sending me all these unbelievable things. But at the end, at the root of all of them is a scam that is impacting and affecting all of us on a daily basis. Good morning to you, Mr. Deabonte. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Calvin. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, a little bit about, you know, what the Federal Trade Commission is aware of, what people like you are aware of, what even a person novice like myself is aware of. There are sharks in them, their waters.
Yeah, so, you know, and I'll say that this comes from all this data that I'm going to be sharing comes from consumers like folks listening right now who reported the scams to us, right? So that's the number one message I want to share with your listeners is that we know of this because you told us about it. And so let me start with that, you know, to report these scams, even if you don't fall victim for it, let us know. It's reportfraud.ftc.gov. And so last year in 2022, the most common scams people reported to us are called impersonator scams. So that's, when someone who seems like somebody you know or a company that you've dealt with or a government agency, right, pretending to be those folks, they'll try to reach you by phone, email, text is really big now, and even messages on social media. They usually contact you out of the blue. They pretend to be a company or government agency you've heard of, right, or even a family member or a loved one. And then what they'll do, and you touched on this earlier a little bit, is they'll create a sense of urgency, and they'll say there's a problem or there's a prize, right? And then they will pressure you to do one or two things, or maybe both. They will pressure you into paying money, or they will pressure you into paying with your personal information. And so those are all sort of the hallmarks or the red flags of a scam, right? They're all P's. They pretend to be someone. They tell you there's a problem or a prize. They pressure you into acting very quickly so you don't have time to think about it. And then they tell you to pay using money or your personal information.
You know,
that's the top scam. Yes.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that was the number one scam reported to us, and folks told us they lost over $2.4 billion with a B to these scams last year.
You know, Mr. DeBenatti, just last week, I got this call, and it said, I'm with Amazon, and did you make a $1,200 purchase? And all of it seemed, well, and I said, well, no, I didn't. But we're checking to see, and, you know, this is kind of what happened. And so if it wasn't you, and they're really getting creative. If it wasn't you, I need to have this information, you know, your bank account number and I mean, if you were not on your feet, your response, as mine was, well, no, I didn't. Excuse me, no, I didn't purchase anything for $1,200, and I started spilling some beans. And my wife, I went to her and I said, well, and she says, hey, wait a minute. That's a scam. And they asked me for some information. And I was, you know, starting to leak at the mouth some information that she told me, hey, whoa, stop. Because they really can seem assuring that what they're saying is true.
Yeah. I mean, you know, whatever you might say about these scammers, they are good at what they do.
No question.
Right? And so that situation you just described, that's hitting all of those P's that I talked about, right? So they, you know, call you out of the blue. They pretend to be Amazon, right? And they tell you there's a problem.
Right.
Right? Because someone's ordered something. $1,200 is nothing to sneeze at.
Correct.
That's a lot of money for us folks. And then they're telling you to give this information, right? So you can supposedly avoid that charge. And so, you know, when I talk to folks about these scams, once you kind of tick off those P's that I just talked about, And they might not show up, all of them, in one scam, right? Some of them might not show up. But once you start seeing those are really good red flags for you to say to yourself, stop, talk to someone you trust, and you know, find out what's going on before you pay or before you provide your personal information.
You know, and as it turned out, this was somebody from overseas. This is not something that's that's just inside of our borders, is it?
No, it's not. And so a lot of these, and I've heard specifically about that Amazon imposter scam that you're describing there, a lot of these scams, they start out as robocalls. And robocalls are these, you know, folks will know, these are the pre-recorded telephone messages that you get. And they're very annoying and they're illegal. And so a lot of these outfits come from overseas. They blast these illegal robocalls into our country. And then, you know, they just need a few handful of people to make it worth their time, you know, to get that money, to get that information, which they can sell, by the way, to make it worth their time. And so for us folks, and thankfully for people like in your position, Earl, giving that information, right, sharing that information, sharing the red flags and warning signs of a scam, that's really very much critical and very helpful in avoiding these scams.
You know, I stated a little earlier that my mom and dad in their latter years fell prey to these kinds of scams. And it's a little easier to scam the elderly, right? And probably more lucrative.
Well, it can be more lucrative, but I'll tell you this. In my experience here, and I've been an attorney with the FTC for over a decade now and have filed lawsuits against these scammers, they don't discriminate. In terms of who they target, right? So there are certain scams that predominantly target older Americans, right? Where one example is this grandkid scam, where the scammer pretends to be, you know, the grandson, the granddaughter overseas in jail and needs bail money to get out of jail. But a vast majority of this impersonator scams, they will just blast out the robocalls. You talked about the email earlier. They do that as well. Text messaging. All of those really targeting, they just blast those out, you know, and they hope that someone will fall for it and they get money or personal information from it.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. Can you hang on a second?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, listen, my guest is Mr. Phil DeBenedetti, and he is with the Federal Trade Commission, Consumer Scam Commission, and we're going to have a conversation, a dialogue this morning about how you can protect yourself as best you can to make sure that you don't get scammed. And I don't care how smart you think you are, these people, that's what they do for a living. And eventually they're gonna, you know, they're gonna make their way in and succeed if you don't know what to look for. And so that's why my guest is on the line. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You can join the conversation, your thoughts. We'll be right back.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlife, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m., the dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlight will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.com/nightlight. That's joyengine.com/NIT Light. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat warning continues until 7 p.m. this evening. Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 97. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 67. Highs level off around 82. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Phil DeBenedi, and he is with the Federal Trade Commission of Consumers scam. And so let me ask you, sir, once people are scammed and their bank account is cleared out, is there any protection for them? Is there any recourse or... and I don't know if there's protections for this. What happens?
There can be some protections, and it really depends on what method consumers ended up paying, right? So I always tell folks, if you are going to pay a scammer, which you shouldn't, always use a credit card. Right. So credit card, when you use a credit card, it has the most legal protections. Right. So, for example, if I paid a scammer who I thought was Microsoft and they told me that there was a virus in my computer. Right. So this is, Earl, this is like the tech support scam.
Yes.
Right. So if I ended up paying and I use the credit card to pay and then I eventually find out that I was scammed, I can go back to my credit card company and say, hey, I was scammed. This was not real Microsoft, and they tricked me into paying them $500. I want a chargeback, right? So that those two words, the sort of the two magic words, a chargeback is basically a process where you can get the money back that the scammers took from you, right? So, you know, they'll find out, the credit card company will find out, will investigate the scam, and eventually you'll get your money back. Now, I will say that scammers have sort of their favorites in terms of the payment methods. And again, we know this from Consumer Reports from last year. Scammers like to use these payment methods: cryptocurrency, money wiring like MoneyGram or Western Union, and they also want gift cards and prepaid debit cards. And you know what the sort of the tying thread for all these payment methods is that it's very difficult to reverse those payments.
Right.
Once you've sent them, it's very difficult to get it back. But what our advice is, if you do pay using those methods, contact those companies, the platform, the cryptocurrency platform you used, for example, or the gift card company that, you know, that issued the gift card. Contact them and see if you can. You can ask them, can you reverse the charges? It's really worth a try, and we've heard some success stories about those, but it's never guaranteed.
You know, you use very specific verbiage about the credit card, and is it only if you use that verbiage that you would be entitled to get your money back? I mean, you know, those specific words that you used?
No. I mean, it's if a charge is fraudulent or unauthorized, these credit card companies will do that.
Yes.
And you say you want your money back, they will investigate it. They call it a chargeback in the industry. It's just a signal for these companies that, you know, this is probably, you know, unauthorized or fraudulent.
Right.
But there's no, you know, you don't have to tell them that. To be able to get your money back.
Let me ask you, because you said you sue these companies. How successful are you at first off finding some company in the deepest recesses of Africa, and then to be able to sue them, and do you recoup the resources, and then what happens with those things?
Yeah. So let me answer that question with actually two specific cases that I filed, and these happen to be both tech support scams,
right?
So these scammers pretend to be Microsoft or other well-known tech companies, and they tell you there's a problem with your computer, there's some hackers from Russia in your computer, if you don't contact us, your computer's going to be destroyed, data's going to disappear,
et cetera.
Yes, and so for those two cases, and a lot of these cases, they were overseas, and these particular ones were from India. And so we investigate those. You know, it doesn't matter to us where they are when we're investigating a scam. When we're suing the scammers, we will add the scammer, even if it's, you know, based in India. But the important thing is, these scammers will always have a connection in the U.S. They have a domestic presence, right? So for these scammers, these tech support scammers, they use domestic companies to have credit card accounts, credit card processing accounts. So when folks pay using their credit cards, the scammers use those processing accounts, you know, to get the payments.
Right, right.
And so they had to have a domestic presence to do that. And so we went after those as well, the people processing the payments. And the end of it is, for these two cases, we got something around $3 or $4 million back to consumers. Now, you know, that's a fraction of what consumers lost.
Right.
But there is a recourse in terms of getting money back for consumers.
Phil, let me ask you, do you have a moment a little longer?
Yes, sir.
All right, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We're going to carry this one more segment. My guest is Mr. Phil Benede, and he is with the Federal Trade Commission Consumer Scam Department. And you can join us at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Eight Republican presidential contenders vied for the spotlight on Fox last night, among them Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley.
I'm going to stand on the side of life.
Can't we all agree that we are not going to put a woman in jail or give her the death penalty if she gets an abortion?
The elephant in the room, according to one moderator, former President Trump, who is expected to surrender in Atlanta today on charges of trying to overturn 2020 election results. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Former President Trump will be treated just like any other defendant who comes to this jail, complete with fingerprinting and a potential mugshot.
Police near L.A. say at least three people were killed in a mass shooting at a landmark biker bar filled with families in Trabuco Canyon.
Deputies then confronted a male subject that was armed with a gun. At that point, a deputy-involved shooting occurred.
A gunman died. Sources tell CBS LA he'd had an argument with his estranged wife. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee Public Schools students are facing another day of staying at home due to the elevated temperatures. The school district has decided to cancel classes again today due to the heat. The excessive heat warning runs through 7. An 84-year-old man with a gunshot wound showed up at a Milwaukee police station yesterday. He told officers someone shot him while trying to steal his car. It happened at around 8:30 in the morning near Appleton Avenue. Milwaukee police say they're investigating and are in search of a shooter. A wall of customized clay tiles will be included in the Waukesha Christmas Parade Memorial at Greedy Park. Community members can create the tiles during public events starting in the fall. Each tile requires a minimum $25 donation, which benefits the memorial fund. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Phil Deabonte, and he is with the FCC, Federal Trade Commission. So what would you say, sir, to the listening audience, some of the things that we should be able to see in any of these things that should lead us to believe that we need to just exit stage left as quick as we can? What are some of the signs?
Yeah, so, you know, in addition to the four piece that I just shared earlier, and that's real quick, you know, scammers pretend that they're someone or some company or government agency, you know. Number two.
Yeah, but how do you know that? I mean, how do we know, you know, when the government, you know, and it says the government,
right,
you know, people want to, you know, adhere to what the government is saying. So.
Yeah, that's a good question. And so, you know, it's very difficult at first to figure out, oh,
right,
this isn't the FTC calling me, or this isn't the IRS calling me. But the number one thing to keep in mind is if you are contacted out of the blue,
right,
that should be a very big red flag for you. And what does that mean? That means you just have to be more careful about not giving personal information, not paying, money. And then the other thing you got to remember is if they say it's a government agency and they start making threats that, you know, you're going to be arrested, or they start demanding money from you. No government agency will do that. You can go to the local newspaper and expose whatever that, you know, if there is some agency that does that, because nobody does that. So that's a big, big red flag. And so the other thing I'll share is that, for folks to keep in mind is scammers follow the news and they follow the headlines. And so what, I'll share these two things real quick with you, Earl, about what's coming up, what we think is coming up. There's a Medicaid renewal scam that's coming around because now that the health emergency, the COVID emergency is over, states are checking to see if folks are folks on their Medicaid rolls, right, whether they still qualify for the program. And so scammers know that. And so they will target consumers, and hopefully, you know, they're hoping that a few of them will fall for it. So how do you spot it, right?
Yes.
The real Medicaid will never charge you to renew or enroll. They just won't do that. They will not ask you for credit card, bank account, or social security number. Right? If someone tries to do that, pretending that they're Medicaid agency, like you said, you just gotta exit. You gotta exit real quickly, right? So now, if you are, one last thing on this Medicaid scam, if you think the call is legit and you want to verify, go to medicaid.gov, and that will list your state agency's contact information, the state Medicaid agency. And so never use the phone number that the scammer tells you on the phone or the text or the email message. That'll get you into more trouble. Get the contact information from sources you trust. And if you don't know, ask someone you trust.
You know.
And then the other.
Go ahead, Phil.
Well, the other scam that we think is coming around pretty quickly here is the student loan repayment scams. And so student loans, the pause in student loans is going to end in September, on September 1st. And then payments, repayments are going to restart in October. And so, again, scammers know this, right? And we are expecting these scammers to blast out robocalls and texts saying they can help you with your loans, you know, surprise, surprise, for a fee. They will say that they're affiliated with the Department of Education. They're not. They will say they have special access to repayment plans or loan forgiveness options. They don't, right? You can do all of this if you're a borrower. You can do all of this on your own if you want to do it that way. But if you need help, just, you know, just do your due diligence. Research a company before you engage their services or use their services.
So, Phil, hang on. Let's go to Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say
good
what?
Good morning. I have I know, guys, you're talking about a little bit different right now, scam, but I was, you know, like any professional, I have my resumes in a professional website. And I started receiving email recently, like about 6 months ago, and this is actually really scary because they're offering a job, and it's an assistant, and it's an application where you go on and fill out application like you usually do. But they're asking you information for a background check. And as soon as they ask that, they're getting all your demographic and Social Security. And that what stopped me. Because nobody ever asked me for Social Security over the phone when I'm applying for a job. So it's kind of scary. And I just want to know if he had some advice to how to recognize, because it's really, you're looking for a job. You need a job. You're going to give everything what you need to get a job. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the call, Karina. Phil?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Thank you, Karina. And so job scams is really big right now as well. And so the FTC, we are looking at this because it really affects so many of us. And so job scams are out there. You know, scammers advertise jobs the same way honest employers do. Right, they advertise using online ads, job sites, and social media, newspaper, and sometimes even TV and radio. And nowadays, with more opportunities to work remotely are available, it's common to find jobs and interviews just from, you know, behind my laptop, behind my computer at home, and so. Scammers know this. Again, they're following the news and the headlines. They know this. And so we are seeing that scammers are using instant messaging apps like Telegram Messenger or job sites like LinkedIn to recruit and interview people, right? And so what they'll say is, you know, even before you have an interview, like a face-to-face interview, they will ask you, the scammers will ask you all sorts of personal information, just like what Karina described. And that's a big red flag. Usually when there is a background check involved for a job, that happens after you've interviewed, right? After you've had a face-to-face interview, even if it's like, you know, via Zoom or some other platform. And then after you get offered the job and you accept the job, you know, they might have some background information. I know that's the case in government, right? I had to do that. But let me tell you, Earl, another sort of red flag, a couple more red flags about these job scams is that they tell you that you have to pay them to get the job, right? That's bogus. That is just bogus. You don't pay to get a job. You get a job to get paid. And then the other thing, kind of along the lines of this paying, is we've seen scammers in fake job scams. They have this fake check scam that's associated with it. And basically what happens is that the supposed employer will tell you, as the employee, hey, here's a check. Go ahead and deposit that. And part of that is yours as your sign-in bonus or whatever compensation. And then send the money, send the rest to us, back to us, right? And so once you do that, you send the money back to them, it takes a while for that check to be processed by the bank. You know, and then eventually, almost always, these scams, how these scams work, that check will bounce because there's, it's a fake check. And then now you as a consumer are on the hook to pay the whole amount of that check. And then you also lost the money that you sent to them, right? The excess money that you sent to them. And so that's a really those are really big red flags. And so what's the advice for consumers? Never pay for a job, right? We just talked about that. Second is verify the job openings before you apply. Now, if you see it, for example, in social media, you know, posts or a text message, et cetera, go to the company's website. Most of these companies, if not all of them, they will have a web page, part of their website for career opportunities or job section. If that job that you found out about the text is not listed on that website, big red flag, okay? And then the last thing I'll say is do your background research, do your due diligence. So if you're interested in working for a company, type the company name on a search engine and then add the word scam or review or complaint and then read the results, right? And if folks are saying this is a scam or, you know, some other problematic concerns with that company, you know, I think you said it very well, Earl. You know, you got to do a fast exit from that situation.
So Phil, before we let you go, what is the number that or the site or that people should go to if they feel that they have received a scam? You know, you gave a number earlier or site that people could go.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding folks about that. So the website is reportfraud.ftc.gov, or folks can also call 877 FTC help.
You know, I want to thank you, Phil, and I'm certainly going to have you back because it's so critical and you know, this happens so readily that we have to keep people informed. So you can be looking for me to reach out to you time and time again if it's all right with you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for doing this.
All right. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlife, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlife will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.com/nightlight. That's joyengine.com/NIT Light. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat warning continues until 7 p.m. this evening. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 97. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 67. Daytime highs approaching 82. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I was going, let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc first. Hey, good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks a lot for what you do. You're quite an educator. But last night on the debates, I started watching it. And I realized I'd rather watch Looney Tune cartoons, because I know Looney Tunes, I get more out of it, a lot more out of it. Because here's a bunch of people dancing around with the elephant in the room, which is domestic terrorism, and they didn't want to denounce it. Chris Christie kind of put a little show into it, so upset. But I didn't hear him a couple of years ago just screaming, "We got to get Trump out of office." I didn't hear that. Now I hear And here at that, and Pence, oh my gosh, Pence is just an assault on intelligence, is what Pence is. But moving forward, the issue is 2024, are we going to accept domestic terrorism, or are we going to stand against it? Because we're hoping Trump, there are rumors now he may step out completely. I think today is his day of reckoning, reality drops in on the. Go ahead, sir.
Well, no,
go
so ahead. So Bill, so I watched the train wreck last night, and I knew going in it was going to be a train wreck. And I was listening to, did you see when Bret Baier asked them to raise their hands if Donald Trump was convicted, whether or not they would continue to support him? Did you see only one guy raise his hand all the way up to the sky? And that was, how do you pronounce that guy's name, Calvin?
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Vivek Ramaswamy, whatever. But yeah, you got it right. He raised his hand to the heavens. The other ones, almost embarrassingly, raised their hand to elbow length, some kind of was afraid to open their entire palm up. And it was just, public theater, man. It was a joke, as all of it was. And I was listening to Republican commentators saying, well, Mike Pence did a great job. What? Did they see something I didn't see? Well, they talked about, and I'll tell you, Nikki Haley said some things that were truthful. All of these people on this stage have taken money. And so what they are saying and what they are doing, they're controlled by their PACs. She said that. Took courage. She was 100% correct. And I saw myself saying, wow, man, the fact that she was able to speak truth and all the rest of them dummied up. when she said that. She was 100% correct. Hey, hang on, Bill. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning to you, Ken. Your thoughts?
Good morning. I thought it was superior.
Superior in what way? Superior is a word. Tell me a time that was superior.
Did you compare to that president that was in Maui trying to make a speech?
Hey, wait a minute, man. I'm not talking about the president that was anywhere else. We're talking about what happened last night. I saw the whole thing. You said it was superior. Tell me a time and a point that it was superior.
The whole show.
Oh, no, okay. So you can't point to one area or one thing that was said that was superior.
No, there crickets. Are so many.
Crickets.
Great points that were made.
Hey, Bill, you want to respond?
Respond to him. How did they address domestic terrorism? Were they for it or against it? What do you think, Sturgeon Bay?
It's got domestic terrorism. Who's been found guilty of it? Who? In this country, you got to be proven guilty before you accuse somebody of proven guilty. See, that's the whole problem on the left. The left-hand side is you're guilty until proven innocent. See, you're totally opposite, Bill.
Hey, Ken.
That's the problem with your people.
Hey, Ken, that's the problem with...
That's where the whole problem lies.
Let me ask you. I'll try one more time. I saw the whole debate. You said it was spectacular. I asked you to put your hands on one thing in the two-hour debate that you saw that was spectacular, and you really can't. You said the whole thing. You know, I don't know if we need to go any further. Thank you very much for the call. But, Bill, that's the reality of what we are faced with. And people on the other side of this thing who are blinded. And even in the face of what they see and what they hear, they're going to ignore all those things and then and be delusional with their answers like Ken.
And Mr. Sturgeon Bay, read your Constitution of the 14th Amendment, Section 3. Now, I want you to read that and call out Laurel and tell Laurel what that says. Because when you read that, and then you know what this country is going through, how are you going to avoid talking about it? I want to create a discussion on domestic terrorism. If you don't believe it happened, then just say it didn't happen. That's okay. You got the right to say it. Or say, I believe this is the whole... America's just totally against Donald Trump. Well, you'd be right on that count, but you could say it. You can say anything you want. This is America.
Well, but
read the Constitution.
But again, on last night, they talked about Donald Trump maybe one segment. And Fox News clearly wanted to make it clear that this is not about Donald Trump. He chose not to come. But in the end, Donald Trump has over 40%, support from Republicans, and maybe even a little. It's going to wind up higher than that after the debate yesterday. So I don't know what was the purpose of it. It's safe to say that nobody, including Ron DeSantis, is going to frighten Donald Trump and those who support him. Based on what happened yesterday. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Bill, thank you. 844-967-2789. We'll talk about this a little bit later. We'll be right back.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.